This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1893. Show empathy with this idiom that hits close to home. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
The way to connect with any human being is to be vulnerable and let them know when their words hit you in a way that resonates. Today, get one heavyweight idiom that you can leverage to build genuine connection fast. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey there, Aubrey. What's shaking?
Hi, I am great. How are you doing, Lindsay?
Awesome. What's new in your world?
Well, something happened this morning that hit kind of close to home. Okay. My sister was telling me, I'm not going to go into details, but she sort of just told me a difficult story that had also happened to me. So we kind of bonded. I'm like, Ooh. Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
But it's very appropriate because we're talking about this idiom for something to hit close to home.
Yes.
So, this is so native and natural. I think this, sometimes I'll just think, oh, that hits close to home, or I'll say this. So I want you guys to be able to use it as well and understand when people use it.
Yeah, we really want you guys, especially when you feel something, that's a moment of potential connection. Whatever you say in response to how you feel is a real moment of connection with the other person.
Totally.
So we want you to have the tools for this. So that's why you listen to All Ears English. But first, we have to highlight an important member of our team, Aubrey. Who is that person?
Yes, Louis. Hello, Louis. Shout out. We are so excited to have you on the team. We're grateful for all of you do, all that you do.
Yes. Thank you for being a member of our team, Louis, for such a long time, so many years. Louis helps us with answering student emails, getting this episode live. He does so many things on our team. So thank you to Louis. Love it. All right, Aubrey, let's get into a student question. Today's episode, is it based on a student's question?
Yes. Yes, a student sent us a really interesting question about this idiom for something to hit close to home. So this is Anderson Marino from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Okay.
A city that I've always wanted to go to. Have you been to Sao Paulo, Lindsay?
I haven't been to Brazil yet. It's so crazy. I can't believe I haven't been.
No.
to Brazil.
One day. Yeah. One day we will get there.
Yeah.
Let's meet there someday.
We should have, actually, we could probably have like a lovely All Ears English happy hour in Sao Paulo. A lot of our listeners are based in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, actually. We could do that. We could absolutely do that.
Invite all of you guys. Yes. Stay tuned. Be sure you follow so that you know when we do that in the future. I'm going to make it happen.
I love it.
I'm going to push until it happens. Okay, let's share this question. It's a really good one. You want to read it, Lindsay?
Sure. Here we go. Hello, Lindsay, Michelle. Hello, everyone from All Ears English. How's everything going? I hope all of you guys are pretty well. I love you guys. I love what you guys do so much. And I really appreciate everything you've done for all of us learners. Thank you so much. I got a question for you with 3 exclamation points.
Love it.
I love this listener. Anderson has a lot of energy, I can tell.
Yes.
Recently, I saw in a video the expression hit closest to home for someone. Can you explain this sentence to me? The whole phrase is, what traits in your character, MJ, hit closest to home for Zendaya? Thanks in advance, Anderson Marinho from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Thank you for your question, Anderson. And I love so much that you said Zendaya because I have to share this exchange with you. I read this question and immediately asked my daughter, Was it in the Spider-Man movie that Zendaya's character was named MJ? And she said, ugh, mom, it's Zendaya.
I made the same mistake then.
Yes. And I bet our listeners thought the same thing. They're like, Lindsay, it's Zendaya. So I'm actually really happy that you made the same mistake I did. But now we know it's
Spider-Man.
Zendaya.
And I even saw Spider-Man. Is that the one with the cute young guy, Tom something? What's his name?
Yes.
Oh, he's so cute. Yes.
Zendaya. I love her. She's on Euphoria. She's so talented. She's on Amelia, what's the musical with Hugh Jackman? Greatest Showman, The Greatest Showman.
Oh, I love that one.
I love
that.
The acrobat, you know.
Yes.
Oh, she's so talented.
Okay.
But yes, so great question. I love that Anderson shared where he heard this idiom. You know, clearly he was watching like an interview where someone asked Zendaya this question. And
yes.
He's like, oh, what does that mean for something you know, to hit closest to home?
It's also a really interesting question.
Yes.
I love sitting in on interviews when I can hear you're asking the actor or actress, what are your thoughts on this character? You know, how do you relate to this character? Because I always wonder what it's like to be an actor and actress.
I feel
like, I wonder if you can really lose yourself. Because you do kind of become that person.
Actors do on purpose.
Right. They do on purpose. But what is that like? Living in Hollywood, you lose yourself and then, I don't know. It's just such a
home and be yourself again. It's interesting.
I don't know. That's why I think California is such a fascinating place. There are all these people being someone else.
Yes. And then if you have a partner and you tell them something, maybe they don't believe you because you're such a good actor. Like, how do you know if they're really crying or really telling them?
Right.
Like that would be really tricky.
Yeah. And then after so many hit movies, how do you know who you are? I think you probably have to have, I think to be a great actor, like a Brad Pitt, a Tom Cruise, whoever, you probably have to have, you know, a really good sense of who you really are, like to be healthy in your life. And also just, I feel like they're really smart people, good actors.
Definitely. There's a lot of cognitive dissonance, right?
This would
definitely be in the app, you guys. This is where you can really compartmentalize and separate. I feel this way and I think this way when I am being this character. And then in my normal life, I practice this cognitive dissonance and I can mentally separate myself from that character.
Interesting. Oh, man. I wish I could, you know, just spend a day or two as a Hollywood actor, like a super high level. Not for the fame. Well, not for the fame, just to know what it's like. I don't know if, I could get there, but we'll see. All right.
So let's get into it. In this question, right, this interviewer is asking Zendaya how she relates to her character MJ, right? What do they have in common? Do they have shared experiences? But here's what's interesting. In this idiom, for something to hit close to home, it's implied that they're asking more about negative experiences, right? I would never say for something positive, that hit really close to home. And I had to think about this a lot because, I'm sort of Googling and in some definitions you'll find online, it's not really clear. So I had to think about it. That's why I talked to my daughter about it. I was like, how do we use this? Because sometimes natives use idioms without really thinking about it. There is always this implication that there's a negative experience involved.
Yes, I would agree. I hadn't thought about that either. But yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's usually about something negative or something someone went through that was hard.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. But we actually use this in three different ways. So there's three different sort of nuanced meanings of this one idiom. And we're going to cover them all today.
Oh, we're going to get all three of them.
What people mean and can use it.
All right. We're really going to go deep into this idiom today because, again, guys, one idiom today, but it is a high leverage idiom.
Yes.
It is an idiom that gets you further because you share your feelings. That matters for connection. So let's get into the first one.
Yeah. So the first one is the way they're asking Zendaya about it. It's to affect someone deeply and emotionally because you can personally relate closely to what happened negatively. Right. So here's some examples. Do you want to share the first one, Lindsay?
Yeah, here we go. Because I recently lost my grandma, the movie about the girl losing her grandma really hit close to home. Okay.
Right. So you have this shared experience. It hits close to home because you are sort of feeling that trauma through this other person's experience, right?
You got it.
Here's another example. She's excited her son is coming home from the military. Talking to her hit pretty close to home since my son is also in the army.
Yeah, and we're not going to probably go too much into grammar here, but it's interesting, this phrase, the where it's being placed in that sentence, isn't it, Aubrey? So it's talking to her hit pretty close. So doing something hit close to home.
Exactly. Someone says something, you can just say, oh, that hits close to home. Mm-hmm. And people know you mean like, I have a similar relatable negative experience. I'm feeling this, right? It's a way to show empathy. It's a great way to show empathy. Someone shared, like my sister this morning, shared something, and I was able to say, oh, that hits close to home because I have this shared experience. I can empathize.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. I love it. So it's so important to know that. So that is number one. And now let's get into number two.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Aubrey, so what would be the next one? The next reason we use it.
So this is very similar to another idiom for something to be too close for comfort, that something happens dangerously or uncomfortably near or close to something else. It's very idiomatic. Here's an example. A lot of my coworkers were laid off and I was worried that I would be too. That hit too close to home. So we use it to mean, this is it's nuanced, but it is different to say, I was worried something would happen. It came too close to happening. We'll also say, ooh, that hit too close to home.
Yeah. And for our listeners who don't have the app, guys, by the way, if you want to make sure you see all these words written, get the app. Go to allearsenglish.com/app. But if you don't have the app, I want to make sure they know which two, because there's a few twos flying around here.
Good point.
Right? So in this second example, could you spell the two? Like, just let us know the two that you're using.
Yeah. Here. So normally it's to hit close to home. Close to home is just the preposition T-O.
Yeah.
And then in the second one, when we say too close for comfort, we're saying too much of something. An overabundance of something, the T-O-O means either also or an overabundance, right?
Yes.
So the amount that this is happening, the uncomfort with this is more than we want. So we say too much or too close for comfort.
And the pronunciation is different too, right? That hit too close to home. So it kind of gets extended a little bit.
Sometimes. That's a little tricky because when we write it, it is extended. There's an extra O.
Right.
So sometimes we will extend it a little bit, like too close to home, but you definitely will hear interchangeable pronunciation for two with T-O and two with T-O-O. So you have to be careful to think about how is it being mean? What does it mean? Is it just a preposition?
Yeah.
Or does it mean also? Does it mean an overabundance? Because sometimes we won't say it extended, right?
You won't. I feel like, I'm comparing it, right? So to the first one as the infinitive, to hit close to home, that I say differently. To, right? To hit close to home, as opposed to that hits too close to home.
Well, here's something very interesting about that I learned this actually talking to Jessica. I hadn't thought about this before working for All Ears English, but when the next word starts with a consonant sound, to hit, we close it a little bit, to hit. But if the next one starts with a vowel, like for example, to occur, we have to give it that harder sound because the next word is a sort of a more closed vowel.
To occur here, right?
So it's going to sound different depending on whether the next word starts
to occur.
With a consonant
that's true.
Or a vowel. And it's not about the letter because imagine if it's the word honest or honor versus home or horse, which start with a consonant sound. So it's not about the letter. It's about the sound.
It's about the sound. That would actually be a great episode idea for another day. We can go into that because we have to make sure we know, you know, when a vowel comes up or a consonant comes up, a sound comes up after, how are we supposed to make these, to make it clear so that the people in front of us really understand what we're saying.
For sure. We'll definitely talk about this because it helps you know which indefinite article to use.
Yeah,
should you say,
exactly.
Because we say a horse, but an honor, right? An honor.
Yes.
An honest person, but a humble person. So it's not about the letter. It's about the sound.
Yes.
Stay tuned, guys. Be sure to follow. We will for sure do an episode on that very soon.
Yeah, make sure you hit follow, guys, because you will miss all these awesome episode ideas if you don't hit follow on All Ears English. So good. Okay, Aubrey, what's the third way that we might see this?
Yeah, so it's a statement about that something that you hear a statement that is close to an uncomfortable truth. So mm-hmm. I think the best way to show this is to do a mini role play, Lindsay. And we're going to imagine we're not ourselves here. We are coworkers, or maybe, you know, maybe it's a relationship and I don't listen to you as well okay. as I should. So you're going to share that with me and I'll respond.
Okay.
Here we go. Start us.
Well, sometimes I feel like you don't listen to what I'm saying.
Ouch. That hits really close to home. Actually, I've noticed that about myself and I need to do better. So you see, right, we say it to say you're making a statement that's close to an uncomfortable truth that I already know. Right.
Yes.
If someone says something and I'm like, ooh, I know that's true and I'm uncomfortable about that, I would say, wow, that hits really close to home.
Yes. And this is a good place where that connection can happen.
Yes,
right. You know, if someone sure. you need to have something to say just to let them know that you felt that emotionally, you felt that. But, you know, it's a good way to just not put the blame back on them or attack them. But you yes. let them know that what they said resonated with you guys.
Yes. You're okay. not saying, well, that's because you don't listen to me. No.
Right. Right.
I agree. This is a huge skill. This is very important to be able to say, I actually have noticed that about myself. I apologize. Yeah. I admit it. That hits really close to home and I'm going to try to do better.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. So good. All right. Aubrey, what's the takeaway for our listeners? This has been a very used, this one phrase. Yes. Look at what we can do with just one brand new phrase.
Seriously, right? Some idioms like this have multiple meanings that are very nuanced and subtle. Mm-hmm. And you do want to use this instead of like, think what you could say alternatively, like that makes me uncomfortable, mm-hmm. which is kind of awkward and much less native. You do want to use this idiom to build that connection and just say, ooh, that hits close to home.
I love it. So guys, let people know how you feel. Right.
Yes.
You know, there is something to the fact that there's a few people I know that they're not very vulnerable. Like they ask me great questions. They're smart. Like we get into good intellectual conversations. I mean, in my social life or my private life,
sure,
whatever,
yeah.
but they don't share enough for me to feel close to them. So this is one
sure.
tool in your toolbox that you could share when something hits you in a way they need to know that.
Sure.
That puts you, makes you a lot closer to the person, right?
Yes. I'm the opposite of those friends. I'm an oversharer, both on the podcast and in right. my life. I'm constantly yeah. like, oh, TMI, was that too much information? Sorry.
That's the other side of things, right?
Yes.
We
right.
can talk
I'm
about that
opposite.
Another day.
You need phrases to tell me, Aubrey, please don't overshare so much.
You could write that episode for next
yes,
time, right?
Maybe, right? Yes. Let's do that for me.
All right. Good stuff, guys. Hit follow on All Ears English if you love learning with us. And Aubrey, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun, of
yes.
course, as always.
All so right. fun. Thanks. I'll see you next time, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.